Hello, developers, and welcome to the PHP Community Corner, where we have conversations with members of the web development community. I'm your host, Scott Keck Warren, and today we're talking with Ian about the Longhorn PHP Conference that's occurring later this year. Ian is on the organizing team for the Longhorn PHP Conference and Merge PHP, helps to maintain join.in and the OpenCFP projects, and has generally been around the PHP community since 2014 or so, speaking at conferences since 2016 and organizing one since 2018. This day, his job involves wrangling Go code, sometimes Zone, at Fleet Device Management. And when he's not doing that or PHP stuff, he's probably hanging out with his wife, nudging their shared cat off of his desk, or grabbing a tasty bite to eat in Austin, Texas. Thank you, Ian, for finding some time to talk to us today.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Yes, absolutely. So I kind of like to start out, and can you just explain how Longhorn PHP got started?
Sure. Short version is... we liked what we saw as folks who had attended or potentially spoken at Lone Star PHP back when that was in the Dallas area. I believe that ran 2010 to 2017. When we got wind that 2017 was going to be Lone Star's last year, we figured that it was important for the PHP community to have a regional conference in Texas and the surrounding areas. And well, the saying goes, if there's no user group in your area, then you are the new user group organizer. Well, kind of same thing with conferences. So it's like, all right, let's put things together, make sure that there's continuity in the PHP community for a regional community run, community focused conference in Texas and the surrounding areas.
So at the very heart of it, though, like Longhorn PHP is a tech conference. Is it only about PHP content, or is there other kind of stuff that goes on at the conference?
So the way I like to term it is that it's PHP and PHP accessories. If you are at a shop that where PHP is primary language or close to it, then whether you're talking about PHP, the language directly, or the sorts of things that you're going to run into, whether that is DevOps, soft skills, UI, UX, accessibility, the list goes on of things that in order to be a better dev, in order to get what you need to get done, not all of that is slinging PHP code, but there is, of course, a lot of it that is learning to write software better in whatever form that takes.
And I was lucky enough to go there in 2023, which was the last time that it was held. And it was really like a nice, like broad swath of different things to learn, essentially. So it was really nice to like have a good spattering of different events or different topics, essentially.
Yeah. And one thing we like doing is for any given time slot in the conference, particularly the main days on Friday and Saturday, there will be one track where it's like, look, either I don't want to think about PHP coding stuff right now, or I already know all there is to learn about PHP, therefore this is not going to be necessarily useful to me. Having a track where it's like, hey, learn something new. This is not necessarily going to be coding in a language with dollar signs, prefixing all the variables, but learning something new, somewhat off the beaten path, or maybe not, where it's like, hey, this is a new thing about TypeScript, or hey, this is something about database dev, or any number of things like that. This is the cool thing about having a multi-track conference, which this year it once again is, where it's three tracks across all 3 days, where if you've either seen that exact talk before, seen that topic before, you have other options rather than just going out to the hallway track.
So can you give us like a little bit of like a brief preview? Because I know that like the schedule is still probably in a little bit of flux, especially since we're recording this a little bit before we release this. But are there some topics that you can let us know about that are happening, or some speakers that are happening?
Sure, absolutely. We've got a variety of speakers both inside the PHP community and outside on things ranging from API design and UX design to we actually have an accessibility tutorial of like, okay, what do you need to do in order to have an accessibility audit That's going to be on the tutorial schedule, as well as a kind of 50-minute length talk on the accessibility side as well, because like that's super important. We also, as luck would have it, have kind of a miniature track on Friday is when it's planned, of just database testing and testing in general, of going from looking at database queries, optimizing, testing, et cetera, and potentially looking at new things that you might not have realized about the database that you know and love. There's also a couple items around security, particularly on the tutorial side. We've got kind of a OWASP-based kind of hack this site sort of security tutorial. Couple of code quality talks in a tutorial as well around Rector, so you can actually do transforms on your code base to improve it, bring it up to newer PHP versions, that sort of thing. Believe we've got a talk or two in there about throwing your code or the like at your favorite or least favorite LLM to help that along. A few other things like that, as well as we've got one person from the who's the actually PHP 8.5 release manager is going to be talking about what's coming up there. So kind of a variety of stuff running from strict like, okay, well, what's new and what's recent in the latest version of PHP to things kind of around that in the ecosystem.
That accessibility thing sounds really interesting, because like I know I've seen like accessibility talks in the past where they say, you know, like we're all temporarily abled, and especially like as I age and my vision gets progressively worse, that's becoming like more and more of an interesting thing for me. So, and obviously like all of those things are potentials, right? Because like the schedules will change, I'm sure.
Yeah, like at this point, as we record this, the schedule is very close to locked in. But with that said, there's let's see, I think 33 talk slots, 4 keynotes, and 6 tutorial slots that that we have this year. And there's just a ton of good content across all of them. And for the latest information on that, if you hop over to longhornphp.com/schedule, that's going to be a better list of things on what we're presenting than I can give off the top of my head.
Yeah. And so right now the kind of the structure is that like it's a 3-day conference. There's a tutorial track the first day, and then 2 days of talks. Is that essentially correct?
That's correct. That's what we've run since 2018, and we're sticking with the formula that we think works there. That way, if for example you are going to have to take PTO to attend, you can take 1 day, show up Thursday evening if you're not local. Do the conference Friday, Saturday, and that's kind of your main conference ticket. And then tutorials, a little bit different format. You can get a ticket for conference and tutorials and be there 3 days.
All sounds really good for sure. So outside of those, like the scheduled pieces, are there going to be any social events or anything that are going on a lot around that?
Yeah. So plan is that free and open to the public Thursday evening, thanks to our venue being nice and supportive of us, we will have an in-person Merge PHP or Austin PHP in that case meetup. Historically, that's been a series of lightning talks with whoever's there, pretty well attended. And again, you don't need a conference ticket in order to attend that, although you'll see a lot of speakers and attendees of the conference actually there. And then, of course, one of the massive benefits of an in-person conference, while we are hybrid, while we are streaming the Friday and Saturday talks, is having a hallway track of being able to talk with both attendees and speakers while you're there about, well, things that matter for both of y'all. Finally, there is a, well, we're doing, I guess this is the second or third year running now of open spaces where lunch the first main day, Friday, we'll get up and it's like, all right, what topics are you interested in? Just having a roundtable discussion or birds of a feather, so to speak, and have voting on those throughout that afternoon. And then both that session and then a session the following day of breaking up into smaller groups and just having roundtable discussions about whatever the attendee base winds up finding interesting. I might wind up seeding a topic or two of those, as there's some pretty good discussion topics that we didn't necessarily have room for as a full presentation, but it's kind of generally taking that hallway track, formalizing it a little bit, and making sure folks get a lot out of that. Finally, I do expect that we'll have an unconference track set up. So if folks want to present on a topic day of, they'll be able to sign up at a whiteboard and give a presentation there. I've seen that be quite effective and quite interesting in other conferences as well as ours, and happy to bring that back for this year as well.
Yeah. And I think the thing that people who are attending and may not have like thought about speaking before should know is that like both the lightning talks and those, like those uncon things are, even if like you just want to talk for 5 minutes, like an excellent way to get started in talking, especially with the lightning talks, is usually that's probably going to be like a 5 minute talk. Right. And it's
so, yeah, absolutely.
5 minutes of talking about one thing. So,
yeah. And that's, it's something where, even the format of the uncon track, is rather flexible. You don't have to take an entire 50-minute slot if you want to talk, you know, 15, 20, 30 minutes on something. And it's really important to me to not have the same alternating cast of characters year after year in the PHP conference circuit or even in general. So being able to get your feet wet, going from attendee to either speaker at Merge PHP or eventually at the conference, having a track to do that is super important.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll be back with it after this word from our sponsors. So did you know that downtime costs $427 per minute on average for small businesses and up to $9,000 per minute for medium-sized businesses? That's every single minute. Honey Badger helps you avoid costly downtime and saves you money by combining error tracking, performance monitoring, uptime monitoring, and more into one easy-to-use platform, helping you fix outages faster than ever. Best of all, Honey Badger is free to get started, and setup takes as little as 5 minutes. Be sure to bookmark honeybadger.io. That's honeybadger.io. And we're back with Ian talking about Longhorn PHP. So can you talk to us a little bit about the streaming options that are going to be available for the conference this year?
So the way that live streaming is set up is you'll want to buy a ticket ahead of time, but that ticket, as well as an in-person ticket, if you like to go back and say you had two or three talks on a given time slot that you wanted to see and you can only be at one place at one time, you'll be able to go to the attendee portal and not only stream stuff live and then interact in our Discord channels, but also you can go back to that content later and view it at your leisure. Just make sure to get a ticket beforehand. We do give speakers access to those recordings after the conference to do with what they want, but no guarantees on if or when they'll post those via other channels.
Okay. That's, I always like that when you all hand out like the recordings, that's very helpful for,
yeah,
for
us. Like from an organizer perspective, I figure that the deal with a speaker package is you are in return, you're presenting that content at Longhorn, but after that, it's still your content and we have the recordings anyway. And like, this is a service to the community, just as the entire conference is. So giving speakers the ability to do what they want with that recording is super important to us.
Yeah. And I someone who attends a lot of these things, it is really nice because there are times where like, I want to see all three speak or all three talks. And so it is nice to be able to go back and be like, I really want to see this and I'll watch
yeah.
that.
Yeah. And that's, if we have a case where we have three simultaneous tracks of amazing content, that's a good problem to have.
Right.
And having the recordings available is like, hey, this, you know, I can't be three places at once, is a really nice way to be able to learn more things.
Yeah. So are there any like more like unique aspects about your conference that people should know about?
Well, it is the only kind of pure play PHP community conference in Texas, at least right now. So you'll get that flair of like, I like the food scene here in Austin, and whether you're a raging carnivore or whether you want something fully plant-based, we actually have really good options for both here. And we incorporate that as well into the conference meal plan as well. You know, if you check those diet options as you register. But while we're not downtown, because we're kind of balancing, being a community conference with a little bit lower ticket prices while still offering a solid speaker package, there are trade-offs you make. Like, okay, there are a few things within walking distance of where the conference venue is, and the conference venue is nice enough to let us do karaoke a night or two in one of the conference rooms. But, you know, anything that Austin has to offer, you can get there within, you know, 10 minutes of the conference location. And, you know, maybe that's just going down to the Colorado River and looking up in the evening as the bats fly out of the Congress Avenue Bridge, or just walking along the river, or as mentioned, whole lot of good food here. Any of that is up for grabs because we are situated in Austin.
Yeah. And as a vegetarian, I do appreciate the plant-based options. Like, that's always nice to have those things. I'm not having like some, you know, vegetable wrap.
Yeah. It's like the saying, oh, we have a veggie option, and then it's like a salad with a few olives. Like, sorry, that doesn't count.
No. I was somewhere once where it was just like hummus and vegetables. It was really just like a real sad state of affairs.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think like the pieces that we haven't kind of discussed are like, what's like one of the dates for the conference and like, where is it? Is it specifically located?
Sure. So dates are October 23rd through the 25th. The 23rd is our tutorial day. That Thursday, Friday and Saturday, the 24th and 25th are the main conference. We got, a few keynotes there, and then your 50-minute talks and your open spaces on conference, etc., and some probably after parties and that sort of thing, pending sponsorship as that rolls in. Location is Holiday Inn Austin Midtown, here in town, central-ish, and the nice thing of having a conference venue that's also the hotel is that you can show up, grab a room in our block, and then be an elevator right away from the conference itself. Yeah. Also, if you're driving in, which again, this is regional conference focused on, particularly on the attendee side, on folks who are potentially driving distance away, because we're not downtown, parking is, I believe, included in the cost of the room, which is nice.
Yeah, absolutely. So is there anything else that you want to direct our listeners to before we let you go for today?
The actual website for the conference itself, longhornphp.com. You can go there. I think by the time this is posted, you'll have the schedule there as well. You can sign up for the mailing list for updates. Yeah. Again, by that time, you'll likely want to go ahead and grab your ticket. Usually we'll have a slight window where both the schedule is announced and we haven't bumped our ticket prices yet. So you'll definitely want to take advantage of that. We're also on socials in various places. If you are on the Fediverse, look for Longhorn at phpc.social, and we are right over there.
Awesome. That all sounds wonderful. Thank you for finding some time to talk to us today.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah. I have to say another heartfelt thank you to Ian for all of his time and also for yours for listening. If you're not already a subscriber, make sure you subscribe with whatever your preferred method is. And make sure you have the automatic downloads turned on, as it does help other people see us. And maybe leave us a rating if you can. His podcast is available both in an audio version on the PHP Architect website, as well as a video version on our YouTube channel. This is Scott Keck-Warren for the PHP Community Corner signing off and reminding you to keep listening, keep coding, and keep reading.